What if I told you luck isn't random, that the people you call lucky are actually doing very specific things, scientifically proven, to tilt the odds in their favor? Let me show you how to manufacture your own luck using the same principles successful people swear by. Luck is often seen as randomness, but studies in psychology, behavioral economics, and neuroscience say otherwise. Richard Wiseman's decade-long research shows lucky people unconsciously practice behaviors that increase lucky outcomes. Luck is not a lightning bolt. It's a series of actions and reactions. The difference between lucky and unlucky people isn't chance, it's choice. It's the small, seemingly insignificant decisions that compound over time. Let me share the four behaviors of lucky people, starting with the first two. They notice opportunities. Lucky people have open perception. They're scanning for chance encounters, ideas, and patterns. In Wiseman's study, when given a newspaper and asked to count ads, lucky people noticed a hidden message. You don't have to count. There are 43 ads. Their minds were open to possibilities beyond the task at hand. Second, they build and nurture networks. More social connections equals more chances for serendipitous events. Take the example of a woman who randomly meets a business partner at a friend's BBQ. That wasn't luck, that was her habit of saying yes to social invitations. The tactic here is simple. Attend diverse events monthly and say yes more often than you say no. The third behavior, they maintain a positive outlook. Optimism affects attention and memory. Optimists spot more chances. Picture two people who get fired. One spirals into negativity, while the other sees it as freedom to start their dream business. Oprah Winfrey's story exemplifies this perfectly. Her firing from a news job became the catalyst for her media empire. Fourth, they turn bad luck into good. Resilience turns failure into a stepping stone. As Michael Jordan said, "I failed over and over again, and that is why I succeed." Now here's the neuroscience. Dopamine plays a huge role in luck. It's associated with reward, creativity, and motivation. Lucky people have slightly elevated dopamine levels, not due to genes, but habits. Activities like journaling, exercise, and meditation boost dopamine, which equals better pattern recognition, which equals more luck. Here are the daily practices to attract luck into your life. First, keep a luck journal. Write down three unexpected good things that happened each day. This trains your brain to notice positive patterns. Second, reframe every setback by asking, "What's the hidden advantage here?" This transforms obstacles into opportunities. Third, change your route regularly. New places create new chances for serendipitous encounters. Fourth, ask more questions. Curiosity opens doors that assumptions keep closed. These aren't just feel-good practices. They're systematic approaches to increasing the surface area for positive outcomes. When you consistently practice these behaviors, you're not waiting for lightning to strike. You're becoming the storm that creates the conditions for success. Luck isn't magic. It's mindset, motion, and meaning. Every lucky break starts with you stepping into new patterns. The research is clear. What we call luck is actually the result of specific learnable behaviors. You can develop the same habits that lucky people use unconsciously. So stop waiting for luck and start creating it. The choice is yours. You can continue believing that success is random, or you can start implementing these science-backed strategies today. Remember, small changes in your daily habits compound into what others will call your lucky breaks. Like if you've ever felt unlucky and now know better. Comment your favorite luck habit below. Subscribe for more science-backed mindset shifts that will transform how you see opportunity in your everyday life.